So I grew up in the church with this adage that those who seek will find. And I spent a lot of my early 20s seeking whatever my meaning in life would be, my purpose. I spent a year studying theology in upstate New York because it was as far away from home and the messed up family as I could possibly get. And then after that, still being the first in my family to attend a post-secondary institution, I had no idea how to pick a college. And I found this thing called YWAM that sended young people with good intentions off to different places to show them the love of God. And to me, like, my faith meant this great important thing to me that was genuine and sincere. So I thought, what a better place to seek out meaning and to do something good than to go do this thing even further across. So I went to Northern Ireland, and from that place discovered just a lot of beautiful things, had a lot of gorgeous moments that in my head I romanticized. We lived out in this little green village. We had all these gorgeous neighbors. I'd go walking on these long walks in between my breaks, just reflecting and looking at like these beautiful Mourne mountains that would just be covered every day in some different kind of weather pattern. Gorgeous, like double rainbows everywhere that I'd be taking pictures of. And when I'd walk out into the neighborhood, people would like just say hello and invite me in for tea. They didn't even know who I was, but they knew I was somebody new, and they'd invite me in for tea to come get to know them and just share my life. And so with all this like gorgeous, magical stuff happening in this new fun little land, I decided I wanted to start making a bucket list and think of some really fun things to do to appreciate my time. And one of the most kind of quintessential, like, epic moments I could think of was sending a message in the bottle in the Irish Sea. So I found the right bottle. I got this message. I wrote out this like really eloquent, meaningful, awesome letter, and I like made it look all cool with the edges burned, and I found some wax and I sealed it up. And my whole like crew and I were all going out to the oceans this one day, and they all know that I have this up my sleeve, so they're excited for me. And I decide to go down onto the ocean by myself and give someone the camera so that they can like take a picture and document the moment for me that I'm out here just like casting the message out. And the wind is in my hair, and I'm just like going for it. I'm running. And I see a wave, and I throw it, and I fall on my ass, like flat out, with people taking pictures. So those who weren't there got to hear about it when I came back. Like, how was the message in the bottle thing? Yeah. And then it rolled back to my head, too, while I was, like, laying down in the wet sand. So as I look back on that experience and that time, I had a lot of other encounters that just really grew me as a person and expanded my mind view, like, in an explosive sort of way. And one of the moments I had that was so small that changed my entire theology was going and sitting inside of a kind of like a Serbian cathedral. I don't remember exactly what they were called, but we lived in this kind of lonely, sad apartment. We were trying to pretend not to be Christians and find something to do there in this city where no one from our group had ever been before, just making friends and living, and it all felt really aimless and strange. And so I wandered into one of the churches one day when I was hearing this gorgeous like Gregorian chanting, just to kind of see like, oh, what do they do here? What's this about? And I had watched this little old woman walk in who was like 70, and she was just walking kind of slow with her shoulders bent, and she walked up and she lit some candles, and she did the crossing and the kissing of the saint pictures and just some of the little rituals that were important to Orthodoxy. And I remember like looking at her and seeing sincerity and love and seeking in her. And that just blew my mind of thinking that my picture of God was way too small that I grew up with. There's no way that a God would allow someone to seek and not find, to have spent, and I don't know her story, but in my head, I figured, like, she's been Orthodox her whole life. She's, you know, sought her whole life, and this gives her meaning. This is truth for her. And so for me, that moment of falling in the sand after thinking something was going to be this big something, this big wonderful moment, equated similarly with my views when I experienced this woman and saw for the first time that if I had grown up and lived in a different culture, I probably would have fervently dedicated myself to another faith or organized religion type thing as well. And so I think it was the most interesting thing to me looking back now to think that I did missions in a way and discovered that's absolutely not what I wanted to do with my life, that my life meaning was more about becoming my best self and offering my gifts to the world, whatever that looked like in whatever community I was in. And so if you seek, you will find.